Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is CEO of Casey Communication. He's the author of Is Self-Employment For You? He is a recovering talk show host, and he's our good friend. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
You don't mind me calling you a recovering talk show host, do you? I mean, you know that you've been through the 12-step program and all that now, haven't you?
Yeah, and you know what? I went back, so I'm doing a weekly talk show.
Oh no! You fell off the wagon. I'm so
back
sorry,
at it.
Paul. I'm so sorry. I thought we'd cured you of this horrible disease.
No, you know it is. It is a disease. It's fun. So. Yeah.
Well, what is
my leader?
All right. Well, let's in a little bit. I want you to tell us about that. But before we do that, I want you to tell us about what happened to you recently. This is a profile in tenacity, folks. Paul, tell us about it.
Yeah, I have a major client. You know, I do the small business thing and advice and so on. But I try to make the money in other areas, and I'm in the media buying business, and I set up media plans for people who want to do radio. You know, and mm-hmm. so on. Point is, I had a major client of mine about a year and a half ago, I would say, that I actually lost. They went in a different direction. And as you know, Jim, that's always a sobering
experience. That's a kick in the gut. And
yeah, it is. It absolutely is. So, you know, I say this because I just got the client back about 3 months ago.
How did that happen?
Yeah, and what I find is very interesting about it. I think I'm a pretty darn good media buyer. I think I do a good job, and maybe mm-hmm. that was borne out in the process. And but I like to give my strongest reason why, and we've discussed this before, but it happened again. I really believe the major reason I got the client back is nothing more than of my responsiveness to the client, which they didn't get with the other client, and this is the second time.
So they thought
time.
The grass was greener on the other side, didn't they?
Yes, the client went over there, but as they found out, you know, it just comes down to getting back to your client and being accessible.
Were they less expensive than you? Did they try to beat your price?
No, it wasn't price-driven. It wasn't really driven by a lot of other factors. I think they wanted to change just for the sake of change.
Just
and
to
that's
see if
okay.
there was something, yeah.
But
well,
I
you know, and now that this happened, they now know what's different about you and other people. You probably are, you know, locked in there. I mean, they probably will be with you for a long time now. I know that it hurt to be without them for a while, but this could turn out to be the best thing.
It could be. I would agree with you there on both cases too, and it was good for me actually in the long run.
Did you keep going back to them during the time you were away from them? Did you continue to go back and touch base with them and stay in contact with them?
Yeah, well, actually, they contacted me back. I mean, it's a couple good things that did happen here. And inherently, I've been in business long enough. I certainly didn't burn any bridges. And I said,
right,
hey,
exactly.
I get it. I said, you know,
right.
you guys have been great, you know, and all that sort of
best
thing.
Best of luck. What
and
can
they
I
were
do
back
to help?
In contact. They were back in contact with me. But my big advice here and what they didn't get with the other client was the fact that they weren't responsive. They'd call them. They'd email them. They just did not get back to them.
I can't even comprehend that.
The good old days.
Can you comprehend that?
No, and that's what I'm saying. The reason I got them back, I believe the number one reason is that I am accessible. So my mm-hmm. advice to everybody, when you have clients, it's a sickness now in some ways in businesses, and I find it myself when I'm calling on people, you know, of just really how much that's deteriorated and do
well,
not ever
I'll tell
underestimate
you,
that. So
my advice
today would be to pick up the phone, whatever, to your clients. Don't delay. Get back to them. Make sure they're happy, that they're satisfied with what you're doing. That would be something mm-hmm. to write after this your radio show today to advise your business owners to do.
That's such good advice, Paul, because, folks, if you lose a customer, as Paul said, don't burn any bridges. Hey, you know, I understand these things happen, but I want your business back one day. I'm going to do my best to earn it back. And please, in the meantime, say this, folks. Say this out loud to that customer that's just leaving you. As they're leaving you, while your gut is still being, your gut is still hurting, say this to them. In the meantime, what can I do to help you?
Right.
That's how you leave it.
That's a really good one. And Jim, I'm glad you mentioned that because I did say that exactly.
Absolutely.
You know,
folks,
you
have no idea how much of a classy level of credibility that will give you. And then leave. When you say that, give them a chance to tell you. If they don't say anything, then just leave. But keep touching base with them. That's how you get them back, folks. I've done it. Paul's done it. It works. 10, 20 till. We come back. Paul's got some really great tips for you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.